We normally leave the boarding ramp down while we clean,
Wolf said, his voice bright and cheerful.
But of course, it's your choice, Captain.
Thank you. I prefer to keep the vessel closed, Luke said, flipping the toggle button.
As the ramp rose into position, Wool moved his cleaning droid into the main cabin, then knelt down and pressed a switch hidden between its treads. The entire front casing swung open, revealing a hollow interior filled with equipment essential to any clandestine meeting. The wily senator removed the silver half-ball of a full-spectrum eavesdropping jammer, then activated it and placed it on the galley prep counter. Next, he withdrew a bottle of Moldovan Bertal and a pair of cut crystal tumblers, which he promptly filled. He passed one to Luke and took the other himself, then raised his glass and clinked rims.
To old friends and honest deals.
Wealth and health for everyone, Luke replied, completing the traditional Sullustan toast. And may the Force be with us all.
The addition caused Wool's eyes to cloud with concern, but he tipped his glass and drained the Bertal in one gulp. Luke sipped his, relishing its smoky flavor, as Wool refilled his own glass. This second glass, Luke knew from his sister's notes on the senator, was only for show, and would go mostly untouched until their business was done. Once Wool's glass was full again, he took a seat at the table.
Sorry for all the subterfuge, he said, but we can't be too careful. They have eyes everywhere.
Who? The Senate? Luke asked. The Sith? BAMR News?
Wool scowled.
Sith? BAMR? No.
He hopped out of his seat and fetched a flimsoplast file from the droid's secret compartment.
Who are we here to talk about? Get!
Right. Galactic Exploitation Technologies, Luke said.
He sensed a growing fear in the senator's force aura.
I take it you've heard of them?
More than I'd like.
Wool returned to his seat, but instead of placing the file on the table, he kept it close to his chest.
Let's start with a Jedi's interest in them. How are you involved with Get?
Involved probably isn't the right word,
Luke said, taking a seat across from Wool.
Get's name came up in association with a piracy problem we're investigating.
A problem in the Chulun Rift?
Wool asked.
That's right, Luke replied. But the Rift is well outside Galactic Alliance territory, so I didn't expect you to be familiar with our situation there.
Of course I'm familiar with it, Wool retorted. It involves minerals and metals, doesn't it?
Indirectly, I imagine, Luke replied.
Even without the Force, Wool's suspicion was as evident as it was surprising.
Han and Leia were handling the initial investigation alone, so I'm not really sure.
Initial? Then you're sending more Jedi into the Rift?
Luke paused, trying to decide how much he should reveal before he knew the reason for Wool's wariness.
As a matter of fact, I'm going there myself.
You?
Wool asked.
Why?
Luke pointed at the file.
Your turn, he said. So far, I'm the only one who's been sharing.
Fair enough,
Wool said, keeping the file close to his chest.
Chulun may be outside Alliance space, but that doesn't mean we have no interest there. The Rift supplies a tenth of our Beryllius, a quarter of our Quadranium, and most of our Duralium. And the list of other minerals as long as my arm. Of course I want to know why Jedi are there.
Luke merely smiled.
And?
And we're not the only ones who regard the Chulun Rift as vital to our economy. You might have noticed that it's located midway between the corporate sector and the Imperial Remnant, and it's a lot closer to them than to us.